You're listening to Little Esther's Podcast. And if you want to subscribe to this podcast and all the podcasts that Death Squad produces, go to iTunes and search the iTunes store and type in Death Squad. Subscribe to that and you'll get all the latest episodes downloaded immediately. You could also find us on Stitcher. Stitcher can be downloaded on your favorite mobile phone. It pretty much streams podcasts, so you don't have to download them. So if you're in the car and you want to listen to something on the go, it's great for that. We're listed under Death Squad on Stitcher. And don't forget deathsquad.tv, where you can download all the audio, watch the video components for each podcast. There's also all the links to all the guests. You can also donate if you feel like it. It's on donate links on the top or on the bottom right. Any donations we get go right towards the show and helping with the bandwidth cost and equipment. And we appreciate everyone that's already donated already. And now here's Little Esther's podcast.
I didn't tweet about my own podcast
and my bad marketing.
And my BlackBerry is frozen, and so I can't.
I tweeted your podcast.
Okay.
You didn't tweet your own podcast.
I always fuck something up like that.
Yeah, it started off with you getting a BlackBerry.
Yeah. Okay. This is a really tense subject.
Okay, I have an envy touch. It's no excuses.
Wait, things get really heated between me and Brian when we talk about BlackBerries and iPhones, so let's just keep it cool, everybody. Today on my podcast, we have a very exciting special guest. There's some boundaries about what we can and cannot talk about. You wouldn't even believe them if I told you.
It's Hollywood bullshit.
Hollywood bullshit.
I can't tell you because I'm his friend. He's also one of my writing partners.
We write.
We have the same manager, so we're going to be working together in the future. This is Jonathan Daniel Brown.
Hey.
Welcome. How's it going?
Hi, Esther. Hey, Red Band.
Hi.
If you could just real quick say who you are, like, what would you say?
I am a shitty stand-up comic, a decent writer, and a really lucky actor. That's about it.
Now, Brian, how would you say who he is?
You know, he surprises me all the time, because when I first met him, I thought he was this really innocent, nice young gentleman that collected comic books, because he had his new
all
comic.
True.
Like, we were at the improv and he was just sitting there with a bag of new comic books, and I was just like, wow, this guy is like the nicest guy ever, and he reminds me of myself when I was a kid. And then I found out, or later, it just seemed like shit was blowing up for Jonathan, and
yeah.
Now I'm like, holy shit, this guy's a mastermind.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, here, let me fucking tell it the way that it needs to be told. Jonathan is a weirdo, right?
Fair enough,
Like the weirdest person you'll ever meet, but it's so funny, and he doesn't even know how funny he is, because he's just a weirdo. We started out, like, doing open mics together, and he kind of, like, faded off and stopped doing them and wasn't really committed. And then he started working with Paul Provenza, right?
Provenza. I was as an assistant on The Green Room on Showtime.
I should probably
season
let
one.
You tell this, yeah. But anyway.
No, it's okay. It's your show.
No. Anyway, he did that, and then he got cast in a huge movie that's coming out in like 4 months.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay, I mean, it's super under wraps. I mean, I'll tell you what I...
Yeah, tell us what you can talk about.
Okay, basically, it's I got the part through an open call over the internet. I was reading Deadline Hollywood because I'm a fucking trade nerd. And
what is that? What's Deadline Hollywood?
It's basically like Variety, but it's like this like old crazy lady Nikki Fink writes it, and she's basically like, she writes all this Hollywood news, and she has this like really big attitude. She thinks she's like the scariest woman in Hollywood. Everyone's afraid of her. Breaking news. I'm so special. I mean, it's deadline.com. It's just like a basic, really just
I thought
kind of
you
a
heard
blog.
About the audition through Lowell.
Well, I heard it through Lowell, who sent me the deadline link.
Oh. role as our manager.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, how behind the scenes do we want to get? Do we want to like talk about like agents and managers and shit? Everyone hates that stuff.
You're right. I was just
look. Basically, my life is like an episode of Entourage. If Vinny Chase lived with his parents and had like no money, and watched a lot of porno and cried,
and looked like you,
and looked like me. Yeah, I am no. Is it Grenier? Grenier? I don't even know how to pronounce his fucking last name.
I don't
Adrian
watch it.
Grenier? I don't watch Entourage either. I like Party Down better.
So you went to an audition for a major movie.
Yeah.
And he's a nobody.
And he
gets the role.
And you're like one of the leads.
One of there's like a few leads, and I lucked out and got one of them. It's really, it's not due to talent. I mean, I think I'm okay.
What was the audition like?
It's nerve-wracking, you know, like, you go in for, it's like a 3-month process, and it's like, you go in like a couple times a week. I mean, I probably had a total of like 9 auditions, and it's like, any moment, they could be like, you're fucking out of there. I mean, it's just, auditions still scare me. I had an audition yesterday for a movie, and I was just like shaking like a fucking weirdo the whole time.
But is that maybe why you got your role for this movie, is how you are?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think I just kind of fit the character that I had in mind.
Your personality, you know?
Yeah, I think another thing is, like, I do a lot of off-the-cuff stuff that I think I really like. Like, one thing I did in the audition, like, if you ever go to an audition, you'll see in the waiting room, you've got, like, just literally just, like a bunch of actors sitting there just burying their head in scripts. And I was basically like, hey, how's it going? I'm Jonathan. Hi. Hey, you're cute. Going for that role? Ha! Kick some ass! You know, just like being super fucking unprofessional and strange without even really knowing it. And I think that I actually found out they were recording some of that, which is terrifying.
They were recording like the audition started?
So that's right. Like how you basically waiting got room the role. Stuff. It's because they recorded you and saw you in your real wildlife self.
Right, yeah, like a tiger in Africa who was fat and hated himself.
Oh my god. And so, like, let's talk about who you are as a person. Like, you're obsessed with having sex with women.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't ever happen, but who isn't? I'm 21 years old. I mean,
that's right, he's a baby.
You are.
Yeah, an infant.
When are you going to be 22?
July. July 6th.
I went to his actual 21st birthday party.
You were at my 21st birthday.
Yeah. What was it like?
It was really fun.
It was great. What's his name was there from, it was at the bar that...
It was at the Den of Hollywood, which is like this kind of this divey bar on Sunset, but they have really good food, and everyone...
It's owned by the Sarah Marshall guy now.
I don't think he owns it.
He just bought it.
Really? Jason Segel bought it?
Yeah, Jason Segel...
He's always there.
He went there every day, and I think what I heard... Now, I don't know if this is just somebody told me bullshit, but what I heard is that he spent so much money there monthly that he decided to buy the place because it would have been cheaper.
I mean, it makes sense. if you go there... Wow. If you go there... 9 times out of 10, he's there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, and so he was there at my birthday.
Is he single?
I don't know.
I've never really...
But he bought you many shots that night.
He bought me a lot of shots. He was a cool guy. Really nice guy. Fun guy to drink. I mean, everybody, like, all these people, like, showed up, and it was super cool, and, like, I didn't even, like, publicize it that much, and then, like, all, like, people I haven't seen in, like, fucking years came to the party. It's like, hey.
I wasn't invited.
I don't know. I didn't know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know you either.
I didn't know you at the time.
Yeah, this was a long time
ago. You know, you are more than invited to my 22nd birthday, Esther.
It's not going
to
be as cool.
It's not going to be as cool, but it'll probably be like a barbecue at the Brown residence. My dad's a vegetarian, but he makes good chicken.
It's so funny that you live at home with your parents. Well, I wish I could do that.
I've lived with my parents all my life, unfortunately.
Well, obviously.
I mean, I'm a local is my point. Like, so many people come to fucking... LA to pursue a dream, and I have nowhere to run away to when shit goes down because it's this or Walmart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I find interesting about you, John, is that you have this way, this personality that's very innocent and very mm-hmm. I don't know what the words I'm looking for, but yet you have this thing when you're out with women, or if you see a girl that you like, you have like, I guess at least you're trying the game. See, when I was your age, I was scared of women. I wouldn't even come up to them.
I'm scared of women, too.
He's really
That's not true,
women.
Because, like, the last two times...
I swallow my pride and talk to him, but I'm still scared of him. Look, I almost, like, I was diagnosed with cancer when I was a little kid, and I was just, like, playing Pokemon the whole time, and then they gave me, like, a second opinion. It's like, oh, actually, you don't have cancer.
What the fuck?
But, wait, I'm getting to a point. My point is that, like, that shit didn't really faze me, because I was playing Pokemon on the Game Boy, and I didn't really care. I was 10 years old, and I wanted to catch a Pikachu. But, like, girls scare me more than, like, getting spinal fluid drained from me while they test me for malignant disease.
Wow.
It's weird.
But yet your game, you still have some game, because, all right, let's talk about what happened last week just in general.
Wait, oh, God. Let's talk about this. We were all at the parlor on Monday night.
Around the parlor,
show.
And...
First of all, he goes... Jonathan comes up to me, and he's like, hey, should I go up to that table of cute girls and... What did you say?
And talk to them.
No, but you said you had like a specific line, like, hey, cute girls.
I said, hey, pretty lady table.
Yeah. And I was like, sure, go do it. Because it's like, who the fuck is going to go do that? This is like the, it's like, whatever. And he went and did it. And then 3 seconds later, they all got
they
up
all
and
left the bar. I cleared it out like a fart. It was amazing. Like, I just felt like the biggest fucking loser on the planet. Like, hey, pretty lady table. And it was just like ice cold. It was like just silence from these girls. Just, hey, pretty lady table.
And then you bought a drink to that Paris Hilton looking girl.
Oh yeah,
I don't know anything about
and,
this.
And she.
What's her name? The other the haha comic.
The Paris Hilton looking.
She was
like,
cute, and then yeah, she was.
She was very. I know. I'm pretending not to know.
And then
because you already insulted her in another episode. You don't want to make it two for two.
Oh my God! No, I didn't. I did not insult her.
I'm just kidding.
So that didn't turn
Benji
out well.
Benji insulted her.
Yeah.
And he has one of these personalities that...
It did turn out well. We talked and whatever.
But I still reimbursed your drink for her because
you
I felt
bad.
You
chose to do it.
Why?
Because I feel bad.
She invited me over to smoke pot with her, but
your
mom...
Did you tell her that you were in a movie?
I didn't tell her I was in a movie,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, right.
That should be your
don't
first
tell,
thing
I
said.
Think it is the first...
No. I don't, because here's the deal. Nobody believes you and nobody cares. And until like some sort of trailer or the actual thing drops... Like, okay.
Do you expect to get massively laid when that happens?
I expect to get massively harassed by Japanese people. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
And then we were at, all right, so then we go, a couple days later, we were at the Sal's Comedy Hall where there was a show, and there was this nice, beautiful woman, and he took the chance.
Who was the nice, beautiful woman?
I don't know, Joyce, but so then he's like, you know what, would you like to go see this show? And he bought her a ticket.
I bought her a ticket.
Wow.
And they sat down, and then immediately...
She went, well, I bought her a beer also, and then immediately she goes, oh, you know, I have a boyfriend. And then she just walked outside.
And then she just walked outside.
And just didn't even watch the show I bought her the ticket for. And I'm like, I'm such a sucker. I once picked up, like a year or two ago, I was on a date with a girl, and the girl calls me, like, before I go to pick her up for dinner. She's like, actually, here's the thing. I just got a bed from IKEA. Could you pick it up for me and help me build it? I'm like, okay. Because naturally, for some reason, in my twisted mind, fucking ridiculous way of thought, you build a bed for a girl, you're going to fuck her in it. And
let's try this out.
Yeah, that's not the case. That's not the case at all.
I don't think you can have sex in an IKEA bed. I think this falls apart. So
yeah,
that's
well,
probably
I mean,
why.
The fact that
no,
I could,
IKEA shit is good.
The fact that I could not build a bed is a bad sign. Like, I mean, you know it's not good if I can build it. I'm so, like, I can't... I can't cut straight with scissors, you know? Like, let alone
so
build a bed.
I ended up reimbursing him, though, $15 for that show, the ticket.
Bad.
I felt bad.
Wow. That's
I felt like it's my younger self. And then I told some friends, and it's like, he needs to learn for himself, so I can no longer
yeah,
do
that's
that.
Yeah, and I told you that. I said, look, let me suffer the consequence of being played by these.
I know, but you need to stop. I feel bad.
You'll meet someone.
But I'm not. I'm
you
not.
You need to do some research
I'm
with the chick
okay.
before you invite
like,
her to
I,
our
I
show.
I have like a little bit of disposable income that I can feel like a tart about. You know, it's not like, oh no, that was my rent. I live at home.
But I am impressed that you twice now I bought a drink for a lady and you that I've seen last time, two times I've hung out with you and took her to a show. That's pretty cool.
Nobody's ever bought me a drink.
Right.
You don't drink.
Oh yeah.
I've bought you drinks.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, but she didn't drink. That's ridiculous.
I bought your kombucha. Like, I bought you like 5 kombuchas and you got drunk off of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You've gotten drunk?
Off of kombucha.
Kombucha.
What is
kombucha?
It's like this this healthy drink you get at Whole Foods. Joe Rogan's the one that told us about them.
Is it alcoholic?
No, it's but it has like trace amounts of alcohol for some reason because it's like fermented mushrooms. I have no idea how, but I drank 2 of them and like hadn't eaten anything, and this was what, like 5 months ago.
Yeah, well, they had some kind of manufacturing problem where there was too much alcohol content in it, and so they had to pull it. That was during that time though.
But they still have the same.
They changed the formula a little.
Oh. Well, anyway, so I drank them, and I literally was buzzed for the first time in my life. And I was... What was I doing? I was just... We were at an open mic.
It was hilarious. You were...
I was like, oh, my God, that was so much fun.
You're actually pretty fun. I was like, damn, I wish you did this every day.
Really? Yeah. It was fun. I felt good about it. Maybe...
Consider getting intoxicated
more. I'll do it with kombucha only, though. I don't want to do it with alcohol.
I only get drunk on Whole Foods products.
It's true. They sell wine, though, but... On my 21st birthday, I took a sip of wine and spit it right back out. It was so gross.
Wine isn't that gross. I mean, it's just grape juice, but with a kick.
Yeah.
It is not just grape juice with a kick. I love grape juice, and that is not what
it's
that
just,
is.
It's basically grape juice. It's like the spicy salsa version of grape juice, really.
Yeah. It really is.
Like, there's grape juice, which is mild.
And there's definitely wines that you would like and not like.
Oh, attention podcast. This is the point in the podcast where Brian starts to try and get little Esther to drink.
I didn't start this.
Attention Jonathan podcast. This.
Yeah, I think everybody in life does that to you.
No, literally, can I tell you something? No one does it to me except for you. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God.
Well, you know, I guess I am one of the few people that actually saw you with a little buzz in you and saw how you act and then was like,
how
wow.
How did I act? Oh, I had a good set.
You had a good set. You were happy. You were giggly. You were like, I feel so good.
But
like,
you know what?
It was cute.
It's fake. That's what I was talking about in my set.
It's not you releasing
Mel Gibson still hates Jews. Let's not pretend.
That's true. But it's like, you're happy, but then it's a trick.
No, it's called letting yourself go and having fun for the night. It's not supposed to last forever.
But then
forever.
When it's over, you're like, whoa, that was not real, and now
No, when it's over, you go to sleep, and the next day you wake up, and you're normal self, and then you're like, maybe someday I'll do that again.
And then most people just do it every day, and then they become
not losers. Most people.
Have you considered heavier narcotics? Like, I mean, maybe you won't drink, but, I mean...
Tylenol PM, yeah. Like 3 of them?
Well, I mean, like, pop a codeine and or, you know...
Yeah. Sleeping pills. That's my new thing.
Yeah.
I'll eat, like, 6 Pop-Tarts, take a sleeping pill, and go to sleep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, me and Esther started doing sleeping pills.
Man. Yeah.
How's your... We should exchange our... Because we bought 2 different kinds of sleeping pills. You should try mine sometime.
Oh, that is
how's
so...
How's yours? Is yours pretty good?
That's They're good.
So dangerous.
I have to say...
They're dangerous?
No, I mean, like, what you... I mean, the whole... Like, the way you guys are basically playing pharmacy trade right now.
I have to tell you that...
I'll take your pills. You take my pills.
I took 2 of them one night, and I haven't done it since. But I took 2 of them, like, 3 weeks ago, and it was the best feeling of my life. Like, yeah. I was just... Because I have insomnia really bad. Like, I stay up till, like, 4 in the morning. I, like, was just, like, comfortable and, like, cozy and just fell right asleep. And I woke up a little bit in the middle of the night a few times, but it was, like, pleasant. I was, like, I woke up and I'm, like, oh, I'm so tired.
Is sleep different? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're on, like, I mean, like, do you, like, are dreams trippier? Like, how does...
No.
It's just deeper. You don't wake up when you hear, like, the dog bark. You don't remember rolling over and going to the bathroom. You just wake up and you're, like, wow, that was hardcore sleep.
And for me, who never takes Advil, who never takes fucking anything, this was amazing. Because I just don't like taking drugs. I think it solves one problem and causes another in your body. It's not normal or natural. But when I took these sleeping pills, I'm telling you, it was an exciting time for me. It All was right. really fun.
All right. Pharmaceuticals on a, you know,
God, how lame I feel am basis. I got, like, the biggest high of my life off of 2 CVS sleepy time pills. Wow.
Does Fleshlight sponsor this podcast, too?
No, they don't.
They should. I mean, it's a beautiful
thing. I would love it if they did.
It's a beautiful thing.
The sponsor is the iPad, too. Not really, but we
yeah,
have one
actually,
here.
So our friends over at Apple actually let us purchase
Steve
this.
Steve Jobs allowed us to buy an iPad and to show it on the podcast.
And it's pretty cool. I had the first one. It's definitely lighter. Doesn't it feel lighter to you? It feels like a lot slimmer.
I have to say... This thing is awesome.
Here's the thing, though. Do you have Game for Cats on your iPad?
I do. That's Techie's, my cat's favorite game.
I wonder, yeah, Game for Cats is, I just found this out a couple days ago. My cat just fucking goes, I have a dog and a cat.
It's crack.
What's your passcode?
You know my passcode.
Don't say it on the air. I mean, what if someone remotely hacks the iPad?
Remember what my Wi-Fi password is? It's that, but then the last one's half of that number.
Math.
I got it.
I know you did. Because you're a smart Jew.
That's right. Because if you're a stupid Jew, then you're just an ugly, stupid person.
What I was wondering is, it's much sleeker. Like, do you think Techie could fucking, like, scratch that shit up?
Well, I usually have a plastic cover on the top, and I usually have a case for it.
Yeah.
But see, the problem I had with it, it was sold out everywhere. Apple, Best Buy, it was sold out. And I went to Target, and Target only had one left. And I got it, and they didn't have any cases or anything.
Lame.
I know, so I need to find a case quick.
Oh my god, it's so much fun watching the viewers go up. Like, people like this show.
No, they don't. They don't like me. See, look, I just took a picture of myself.
And it has the photo booth on it. It has the photo booth on it now, too.
That's so sick. That's so cool.
You can do all the effects on it. It also now has, you can do Ustream from it now, I think.
Really? No shit.
And you could also do, it has FaceTime, so you can call people's cell phones and do, like, Skype video calls and FaceTime calls on it.
That's cool.
That's the main reason I got it.
How many gigs is that sucker?
This one's the 64, which is the one I didn't want.
How much
I
wanted is that? Is that like 600?
It's 699.
We're literally just plugging the iPad. This is sad. Like, it's so sad that this is how the rich get richer.
Well, people wanted to see that. Like, this is something that came out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty badass.
Okay, you're right.
You know?
I'm holding the iPad, too. I know I'm not sexy enough to be holding it, but it is.
Look, just consider yourself, you're doing a charitable thing. You're giving, you're helping Steve Jobs live a couple extra years longer.
Yeah, does he still have pancreatic cancer?
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is.
Death sentence. Yeah.
There's some website.
He's lived with it for like 20 years because he's like immortal. He's like Walt Disney and Howard Hughes with like robot body parts or something. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. That's definitely a death sentence, that cancer.
Yeah.
But he's been fighting it.
He's got the money.
Like,
if there's a cure, he will be living.
He will be the first person to survive that.
That's so sad.
What sucks, what's just sad, is this Japan shit. We're probably not going to get an iPhone 5, you know, if you think about
poor,
it.
Poor, poor, poor people.
You think the Foxconn factory went down?
That I don't know.
But don't they have all, I think most of their factories are in China.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding. But, like, if you think about, like, technology, Asians. Well, Nintendo, then. We probably won't have a Nintendo Wii 2 for a while.
Well, you know, Tokyo Disneyland got trashed.
Did it?
Yeah.
Euro-trashed?
I was almost going to be a dancer at the Tokyo Disneyland. Isn't that funny?
Really?
Because they hire American, like, white people dancers, and I used to be a professional dancer from, like, ages 18 to 20.
Right.
And I, like, auditioned.
You know, it's funny because, like, all these Japanese people would look at you and they think, like, that's what all white people look like.
No, I don't know. I can smell my body odor.
I know. What the fuck?
Why did I just say that? Now I opened up the door.
Yeah, what the fuck? You also don't. You still have
armpit. I'm not.
No, I do not. Stop. Okay.
I'm not going to be like last week guests and like fucking shit all over this. Yeah. But,
thank you. I think I'm going
to
be fine.
But Jonathan has a little bit he has to say to you, probably.
But I'm just saying more guys would want to make out with you if you curb that.
I'm okay.
He's interested in girls, not guys.
What? Brian introduced me to a girl.
Wait, what?
That he wants me to
You're
date.
Interested in girls now?
No.
Or just for the week?
No, but she has said that she likes her hair on her legs long. Because she thinks she likes how because girls think it's funny.
I've never really noticed.
So I don't really notice long hairy. I don't see that.
No, she shaves it from the knee up.
No, I shaved my legs this week. I'm on a diet and I'm becoming a woman now. But what I was gonna say is that my big
hygienic bat mitzvah.
That's funny. My realization for the week is that I'm sexually attracted to men and I'm romantically attracted to women.
So why not have?
So you want to get fucked by guys, but you want to hold hands
with
girls?
Don't use that word.
I mean,
I don't want to be effed by guys.
You don't want to be.
Why don't you date a tranny?
Yeah.
No. F to M.
No.
Like Boys Don't Cry. You know,
because I'm not into that. I'm not into that. But I'm just saying. I think that I don't really like guys. I just like girls, but I don't want to have sex with girls.
Well then, all right, you're somewhere on the Kinsey spectrum, whatever it's called.
Oh yeah.
Is that why you briefly like me? Because I eat a lot of edamame and soy milk.
Yeah, that's why, Brian. That was what it was.
I'm a very girly guy.
Yeah, you are a woman. I'm always the... Everyone
actually,
I date, I'm the man.
Really, she really just wanted that Super Mario All-Stars box.
I am the man in every relationship.
She's been using you the whole time.
It's because I'm like my dad, not like my mom, like most girls. But what I did want to say that people that don't know the situation between me and Brian, we should clear this up, is that Brian and I used to date, and we don't date anymore because he now exclusively dates... Can I say?
No.
No. He dates lovely...
Hot chicks.
Passionate hot chicks.
Never mind. Anyway, because people, like, are retarded about it. But, Brian, we're friends now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't
think... Look, the whole idea is that we're going to get to an idea where I have multiple wives.
Right.
Right.
And I've been, like, kind of researching all these different girls. I found one. You fit the bill. So, goddesses. Someday, I'm going to come up to all the ladies and go, look.
Right. This is exactly what I was hoping you would say.
Really?
You're so stupid.
Red Band's goddesses.
Brian... If I'm somebody's goddess, then there's some problems.
Why? Well, I mean, there's lots of goddesses. We're all gonna take care of each other. They're not all like the goddess of love. I mean, there's like the goddess of, like, I don't know, like sponges or something. I mean, there's lots of different Roman gods and goddesses and Greek gods and goddesses. They weren't all about like fucking and partying. Like, some of them were just like, you know, like, I don't know, like Hiramathi, the goddess of, you know, sewer. I don't know. I mean, the aqueduct. Sanitation goddess.
I'm this goddess of smell.
You know, I don't think you smell that bad.
I don't. We're not talking about this.
Okay.
This case is closed.
I always get blamed for it, too.
Okay.
My dad's like, enough with that already. My parents are so mad because they're like, we've told you for so many years that you're a slob and you're not going to get men because you're a slob.
Well, they were right.
Yeah, but they're no, not really.
Seriously,
I get guys.
Just pop a mint and you'll be like getting cocks all the time. I mean, I'm sure you're not like okay. on a cock spree, but
I'm
not. But like if you wanted to like seriously like if you wanted to have like four or five dudes in one night.
She told me she's not going to have sex with anyone else
ever.
Ever again.
Right.
That, no. She promised that to me.
Yeah, Brian.
Ever again.
Brian and I Brian is
I don't know. No, stop.
Just so everyone
stop.
Knows Brian is
stop.
Seeing someone.
I am. No, I'm not. I just met somebody.
Okay.
It's not Esther, seeing Esther. Somebody. That's
come on now.
That's
come on now.
And she's very lovely.
She is lovely.
We can't talk about this?
Huh?
We can't talk about
this?
No. Okay. Come on. It's your show. We don't need no drama, please.
There's not drama.
I like
I'm
happiness.
So nice.
200 viewers. Oh my god, that's so cool. It's like they keep piling up. Usually it's like the other way around. Like I watched that Sheen's Corner thing and it was just like a fucking disaster. It was like 200,000 people, and then by the end it was like 30, and I was one of them because he was just like going blah 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 F-18, and it was like, all right, we get it, you're crazy, move on. He did it for like an hour, and for some reason fucking Simon Rex was there, who I've met a few times, and he's a funny dude. I don't know what he was doing at Sheen's Corner, but with a K.
Did you see the Funnier Die? You saw the Funnier Die?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, my first Funnier Die exclusive is launching, I think, next week. So I'm super stoked about
I've seen it, and I fucking love
it.
Well, I'll show it to you after.
Okay. I love it.
I know it's going to be amazing.
Perfect.
It should be like on the front page and shit. Like they budgeted it, and I wrote it, and I produced it, and I kind of put the whole thing together. And I've been putting it together for like 3 months, and it's kind of like a pilot. I want to do more, and I'm super stoked about it. And it should be a lot of fun, and it should be online either next week or the week after.
And then we're working on our video.
Oh, I'm writing a sketch with Esther.
When are you going to write a sketch with him? Can't be in that? I want to be in one.
I mean, I'm sure we can find...
Like, we're always trying to get you to do shit, and you're like, I'm busy doing nothing.
Wait. I never...
No.
We?
Yeah.
I am.
I don't remember this.
Me and Benji had that sketch that we want to do with you, and you're like... Then you just kind of disappear for a while.
Look, no, Esther and I are writing the sketch. We kind of hit a wall, but I think we're going
to
get through it.
We're writing... This is stupid to say. Like, but we're writing a sketch that I don't even like, and that
you
our
don't
manager,
like the sketch?
No, I tell our manager all the time that I don't like it.
Why don't you like it? It's funny.
It's not. Anyway.
It's pretty funny. It's a little self-deprecating, which maybe...
I think we need to make a new Little Esther Tries thing, but it's a little bit more hotter, if you know what
okay.
I mean.
Okay.
Little Esther Tries
You're
pole dancing.
You're trying to sex me up and... and drug me up... And
you should get your own fleshlight mold, Little Esther.
Ew.
What I'm saying is if we had five wives or five girls that all like to be with each other and with me,
I'm
and we
not,
all lived together. Wait, no, hear no. me out first. Hear me out. And we all split the rent and we had,
and
you know, like
Burbank
a place in Malibu. And there was just six of us, you know, five girls and me. And there's six of us. Just think of we would have a sweet ass house.
Do you think that Charlie Sheen splits the rent with his goddesses, Honey Bunny?
Honey Bunny. But if we're, but, and then to think, A, B, think how clean it would be. You wouldn't have to worry about how, like, you know, the five girls, I'm sure that house is going to be clean. Even if you don't like cleaning,
not
the other four will.
Not if I'm one of them.
And the other four will pick up the slack.
Okay.
You know?
This idea is getting a little... What about Jonathan? Where does Jonathan fit in?
Jonathan's allowed to watch.
Give him a wig.
I'm staying with my parents, guys.
He's staying with his parents.
That's what... I just want to go back and be with my parents and torture them.
I don't know, man. I mean, like...
Well, think about it. That's what I'm saying, is think about it if you want to join.
I love my parents, okay. And they've been super supportive, and they're some of my favorite people on the planet.
Me
but, like,
too.
I bring a shame upon them and the Jewish communities of Los Angeles, so...
I'm the same relationship. I love my parents. I'm so close to them, hey, but I think that they think I'm crazy. No, they just think I'm fat.
Your parents seem really cool.
Oh yeah, you've listened to some phone calls.
Yeah, I've talked to them.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys talk about?
Mostly your smells and...
Okay, settle down. Although my dad said you were nuts yesterday.
Why?
Because of how you scared me and said that I was going to get arrested. And he said that that won't happen.
Alright
No.
This is concern.
No, don't even touch it. I didn't touch your secrets, and we're not touching my secrets.
Right,
but I might be arrested by tomorrow morning.
I think you might be. I think that's a legit concern.
Won't be, because it's under my dad.
And what? Jonathan's having sex with my cat.
I'm not having sex with the cat. I'm just petting. Is it a him or her? I'm not looking.
Do you work on your calves a lot? I mean, because you have some pretty strong looking calves.
Okay, I saw that people were talking shit about my calves. I really don't give a fuck.
No, I mean, look at that. That's pretty hardcore. Is that from dancing?
Yeah. And I don't have cankles.
You don't have cankles.
No, but
no.
People are talking.
Fucking people.
Hey, the
look,
little thingy.
Look, they know they can't have you, so they're going to be mean to you.
Exactly. They know that they want a piece of this smelly, chubby Jewish troll, and they can't have it.
Hey,
and that's
speak for yourself. Don't talk about me like that.
I'm talking about myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just paying attention to the cat.
Now, have you ever thought, Esther, about dating Jonathan? Because
no.
I think you guys would make a cute little couple.
Jonathan and I are business partners.
I think we should remain platonic.
Yeah.
Her and I.
Yeah. What kind of girl? What's your turn ons, John? What's your ideal woman?
Someone who's not a tranny.
That's about it.
Are you into Jewish chicks, or do you like dating outside of your?
Come on now.
I've gotten texts from him that say I just got laid, but it was by a girl who looks exactly like me.
All right, so that's an Ari Shaffir bit.
Yeah.
That's an every Jewish comic
that's
bit.
That's an every Jewish
thing. Do you like Jewish girls, or do you like more like...
I like...
Black girls?
I'm not really into black. I mean, okay, I'm into... Okay, hold on a second. Racism, politically correct, fucking holy shit.
Right.
I'm into all kinds of girls, regardless of their... Basically, are they alive?
Are they alive?
Are they alive?
So you'd have sex with really fat girls?
If they were breathing.
Of course.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't have sex with a dead fat girl, right? I mean, that's just necrophilia. It's wrong. That's actually the one thing, like, I have some female friends, and whenever they're, you guys always have that dramatic female friend that, like, calls you or texts you and says, I'm so stressed out, I'm gonna kill myself, and they don't really mean it, but they're just stressed. The first thing I always say whenever I hear that is, don't kill yourself, because I'm not crossing into the necrophilia divide. You're like, okay, here's the deal, don't die, because... You're gonna make me fuck your corpse, and I'd rather not.
I never laugh out loud when I'm by myself. But today in the car, I called you, and you didn't answer, and I got your voicemail, and it was like, "Hi."
Here, I mean, it's not that exciting.
It's so funny to me.
Well, hold on a second. I don't know how to play it from this awful phone.
Here, I'll call it up.
It's so funny.
Hi!
He's like, you're just such a friendly, cool guy. I just, Kitty. Jonathan, you know I love you. We had such a nice time when we went to Crave Cafe that night. Remember?
Yeah, it's a fun place to write and chill and stuff. It's in Sherman Oaks. I dig it. Crave.
That was fun.
It's off of Ventura and Van Nuys, yo. It's 24 hours, too, so it's like Denny's, but not shitty.
All right, so here's your voicemail. Let me just call this.
Did you make a face at me because you saw my vagina?
Yeah.
But the camera didn't see it, right?
No, just me.
Gross. You didn't really.
I did see it.
Hi, everybody. It is Jonathan Brown. I am not here right now. Give me a call if you'd like, however, and I will get back to you with your number or send text, whatever works. All right, have an awesome day.
I don't know what's so funny about that. I'm just friendly.
You missed the beginning. The beginning is kind of the best because it's like, hi.
Nothing wrong with it. But
no, it's awesome.
But see, it's kind of like, it falls under that, like, kind of like your parents, like, where they have so much details and,
okay.
And stuff. Well, let's listen to mine, all right? Here's mine.
And then do mine.
Is it playing?
Oh, it's your iPhone sock.
bum, bum, bum,
oh, this is the worst noise I've ever heard in my life.
That's my voicemail.
Do mine. I don't even know what mine is.
I don't think you have one. I think it's just like...
No, yours doesn't even have one.
Please leave a call.
There's no way that's true.
Yeah, it's just a recorded message. It's like,
call it right now. I don't believe that for
sure. Holy shit, that cat's an acrobat.
All right. Well, send me the voicemail so I don't...
Oh.
Yeah, you have to not pick up the phone. You have to click...
I'm not getting a call.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I got it.
Hi, I'm not here. If you could leave a message, that'd be great. Thanks.
That'd be great.
All right. So what if it's the what if it's the police calling? You think that's great?
If the police call me, they know exactly how to get in touch with me. There's like many different variables.
I have the shittiest voicemail thing ever. Did you guys hear that? I think I made that when I was like 11. Hi. Mine's worse than Jonathan's.
It is. No. Jonathan's is at least nice, but yours just sounds fake.
I don't get a fake vibe from it. I get like a party vibe from it, which is not Esther. I guess it is kind of fake then.
Yeah, it should be more like,
because there's like all these people in the background.
Guys. It's actually my mom and dad yelling at each other in the background. That's why I did.
Really? It sounds like there's some crazy wild shenanigans.
That's exactly
going on.
What it is. I remember when I recorded that. That was like in high school.
By the way, it's 2011. Can we stop those? Hey, how are you?
Just kidding, leave
a message.
I think Sam Tripoli has one of those.
Does he really? Like, no, that
no,
shit.
He
doesn't.
That
shit.
It's something. It's like, what up?
James Cameron did that in Terminator 1. Do we need to fucking still do that?
Yeah.
That was like in 1984.
You know what? It's just like that. That's annoying when you're on message boards on the internet and people do that thing where they hit like enter a million times. Like, they're like, I would hit that. And then they hit enter. So you're scrolling just for them to go, just kidding.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
I've got to say, I don't have that problem because I'm not usually on message boards, but it's
Well,
like,
you're not cool.
That's
true. Only cool people go on message
boards. I wish I was on message boards. I wish I could look at the Rogan board, but I like don't know how anymore.
The Rogan board?
Yeah.
It's easy. All you gotta do is like register. I have an account, but I've never actually, I don't think I've never like typed on it. I'm a lurker.
Yeah.
A lurker. Remember after me and Brian broke up, I remember like a few months later you were like, did you ever see this thread about you and Brian's breakup?
It's hilarious because all of fucking like the fans of the show they eat this shit up. They're so curious like what goes on behind the scenes.
There were 10 pages
of
people posting about us breaking up.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's like
we're hot Hollywood couples.
Yeah, we're such hot Hollywood couples.
But it's funny because these are like the same dudes that like go nuts about like UFC and stuff. So it's like it's the tender moments that really count.
But where they're calling me a cunt and fat and ugly.
Like one,
it's not that tender.
Like maybe like a few people said that, but they were just angry. I mean, I don't, because their boy Red Band was let down.
My boy Red Band got hurt.
Yeah.
You hurt me, girl.
It's a reaction to heartbreak. Me. Whenever somebody breaks up, like, oh, who cares? She's a bitch anyway. Or, oh, who cares? He was a drunk asshole. I mean, it's just how it is. I mean, if you had the Esther board... and everybody was like, everybody would be like, Red Band, that guy, he was such a tool. He just edits podcasts all day. He loves whores and penguins and, you know.
Whores? I don't like whores. Esther's not a whore. Why would you call her a whore?
Esther, why would I?
I'm not a whore.
Yeah. Not at
what
all.
What is a whore anyway?
A whore is somebody.
What is a man? A miserable pile of secrets. But enough talk.
Why don't you bend over? Enough.
How about you?
Okay, wow. Always taking it to the next level of uncomfortable.
No, why don't you bend over and give me that iPad?
I was just, like, I wasn't saying whores as in literal whores. I was, like, being, I was just being, like, example of girl talk. You know what I mean? Like, he likes sluts. He likes,
hey.
I don't know. No, I'm not saying you. I'm speaking in a fucking metaphorical girl talk, like in Sex and the City, fucking Esther is Miranda or some shit. I don't know.
You make me the ugliest one? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think
you come here on her show.
I think Miranda.
And you tell me I'm a Miranda? I don't watch the show, but I know that that's the ugly dyke one.
No. Miranda's the one that's like not 70. Like the rest of them are old as shit.
No.
And she's
no.
Like,
I want to be. Who do I want to be?
The hot brown girl.
Charlotte?
She's definitely not like me.
That's what I meant. Okay.
Charlotte is like whatever. All like up her ass and like has kids and wants
to. That's the one I was confusing with. Okay, there's like the old horny.
Samantha?
No, ew. God, she's like just walking.
You're like a mix between Charlotte and Samantha.
Yeah, but Samantha.
Like, really? like at night, you're Samantha.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
My wrinkles come on my face and I start.
Yeah, and you start farting in your sleep and stuff.
Start having sex with people.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So, can you talk about your movie at all? Like, who directs it or anything? I mean, I guess if they Google you in IMDb,
you'll see. Yeah, I mean, did you write Jonathan Brown or Jonathan Daniel Brown? Just curious.
Jonathan D. Brown.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, it's kind of a douchey thing, but because there's so many Jonathan Browns on the planet, I'm now going by the stage name of Jonathan Daniel Brown.
I mean, it's my middle name. You've always been going by that.
Well, no, I've always been going by that since I met you.
Yeah.
Because
serial killers always have three names.
Yeah, but, well, that's for the purpose of... Actually, here's the thing about serial killers and three names. I read this. This is really interesting.
John Wayne Gacy?
Right, here's the thing. Most serial killers don't actually, like, go by three names. The media reports them as three names, so some, like, John Gacy... who owns a farm and is a nice fella doesn't get calls from like, why'd you kill those hookers? Or like, you know, Jared Lee Loeffner who shot the congressman. I mean, Jared Loeffner's awfully specific. I think I think any Jared Loeffner's kind of fucked right now. But I mean, but, or like, I don't know, but like, but that just doesn't even just apply to serial killers. It's also like high profile. Like, I mean, Rodney King's the exception, but remember the guy who got his dick chopped off was John Wayne Bobbitt, but he only went by John...
Yeah, Lorena Bobbitt did
But he
that.
Was John Bobbitt. He wasn't John Wayne. No, it's not like he was, like, the Duke, you know?
Duke.
He was just some guy that got his
Duke
dick sliced
off. Earl. Duke of Earl.
Okay. That was our song.
Oh. Yeah, we used to sing that all the time when we would kiss.
Ew.
Just kidding.
Stop chewing gum in the mic.
Oh, that's
I'm
you?
Sorry, that was...
So when does this movie come out?
You know, I don't know the release date, actually. I just know it should be towards the end of the year.
Have you seen a screener yet for it?
No, I haven't seen shit, and it's like, I don't really... I mean, it's very fucking under wraps.
Can you tell the plot?
It's a party movie, that's what I can say.
Like a teen party movie?
Like I would say, like an American Pie thing, right?
I don't know if America... I don't know, I guess, yeah. I mean, but I think
a name?
Well, it's just going by Project X right now, but yeah. I don't know if that's going to stick or not. I just, like I said, I literally, the few details I do know, I can't really talk about, and the rest is just shit I've done on set. Interesting story, though. I was at a party yesterday at this, I'm not really a club person, shocker, but it was at a pretty packed club, and the doorman...
What club?
It was called The Cutting Room on Sunset. It's pretty cool. It was a nice little fucking club. Thing is, like, they were at capacity or something, and so I wasn't allowed in, and there was, like, a huge, like, group of people trying to get in, and the bouncer was just having a field day just being a real dick to everybody. Like, I mean, he was having fun doing it. You know what I mean? He was like, you should have came earlier. We're at capacity. Not letting you in. Sorry, buddy. Private party. Just all kinds of stuff. And he's just clearly having fun fucking with people.
Yeah.
And so I'm like... And all of a sudden, all these hot girls go in, and I'm like, excuse me, I'm here for the party, can you let me in? And he's like, ladies only right now, buddy. And then all of a sudden, the guy whose party it is comes out, and he goes, yo, this kid's a movie star, let him in.
And so
the guy immediately, like, shifts gears. He's like, oh, can I see your ID, please? And he looks at me, he's like, Mr. Brown, let me know if you need anything.
Enjoy. Awesome.
It's bullshit is what it is.
Yeah,
it's like
so annoying.
It's a bunch of fucking fake, like... By the way, there was no proof. He didn't look at me. It's like no one's ever seen me. I've been on one episode of a TV show called Pretend Time, but that was like...
Pretend Time is one of the best shows
I was like in 2 minutes. Like, I mean, that's all...
Thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But that was like 2 minutes of an episode last year.
Last night, he was at the Improv. And
was he?
And he was in his friends, like...
He's a good dude.
They had a bet at my age, and they like called me over and were like,
"So what was the consensus?"
I don't. They said I was 12, and I was like, "No, I'm fucking 14."
Yeah, I get called.
Well, when you dress like how you're dressing right now, you don't look 12. But when you're doing your normal hoodie, like I hate my life.
There's no way anyone could think I'm really 12. Maybe like 16, but 12? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, 12 is
12 year olds
it.
Don't have boobs.
12-year-olds do have boobs. Take it from me. No,
it's unfortunate, it isn't.
Wait, yeah, okay. But how old do I look right now?
We've peaked at 206. That's cool.
Right now, I would probably say, honestly, if I didn't know you, 19.
Yeah, 19.
I look at... When I watched the podcast back last week, I'm like, my face, I'm just like this little weird child monster.
Well...
I'm done. I give up.
You kind of play that role, like.
That's true. It's my
personality. Like there's the weird thing about Hollywood is that when we first dated, a lot of people were just like, "Why does she always act like that little girl's character though?" And I'm like, I never noticed it. I'm like, yeah, you do kind of act like a little girl all the time. Like, you would say things and you'd wear pajamas like a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and things like that. And I'm like, wow, she's like actually making herself believe that she's like a little kid.
But that's the thing. That has nothing to do with me looking at. That's just my personality. I'm just like, I'm going to wear footy pajamas to the Comedy Store sometimes.
You wear pajamas to the Comedy Store?
Footy pajamas. Yeah, oh,
with yeah. The feetsies, the white.
I've never seen you in the. I'm not sure I want to. I mean, pajamas are weird.
No, I mean, that's just how I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't have to put heels and makeup on. If I want to wear my great grandma's nightgown, I'm gonna, like, it's stupid, I know, I understand, but it's like, that's just my personality. I mean, look at my socks.
Yeah, but then you can't complain, like, oh, nobody thinks I'm hot.
Everyone thinks I'm 12.
I agree, I'm not complaining, and I was just saying,
I once wore gym shorts to a bar, and I got hit on a lot. All by dudes, but still, like, I mean, it was really flattering. I mean, like, you dress what you want to go for. I mean, the fact is that day I put on gym shorts because I was too lazy to get dressed, and I just went to that bar. I literally just, like, I got a call at, like, 11 p.m. and I was sleeping in early. He's like, dude, come over here. I'm like, bleh. And I was, like, literally just wearing gym shorts. And I just, like, it was, like, gay guys hit on me a lot. I think it's because I'm kind of, like, what's the opposite of a bear? A cub? So, like, yeah, like...
With a cub?
Yeah, cub, because I'm not, like, a fucking huge, hairy gay dude, but I'm chubby, and I'm kind of boyish, so it's,
do
like...
You have
it's
hair, like, you don't have hair on your chest?
No, not really.
Show us.
No, fuck you. It's like...
Show us, you slut.
It's like a chubby twink.
It's chubby twink?
What's like,
twink?
It's called a cub. A twink is, like, I know what a twink is. Twink is, like, the kind of gay guy, like, super youthful. Like
all. Have you ever had, like, any gay experiences?
No. Shockingly, no. But I've been super... I gave a gay guy who hit on me and tried to buy me a drink. I'm like, no, thank you, but I gave him a hug. And I know I made his day. Because, you know...
Did you, like, just graze your dick?
I don't know.
Oh, stop it.
I don't know. I didn't... It wasn't like a too close. It was like... Too far. I backed away. I think it was like a bro hug. You know what I mean? Like, not like a, oh, thank you. It was like a bro. Like,
I've never had a lesbian hit on me.
Yeah, you have.
You totally
have. You just had one.
See? Why am I not allowed to say?
No, I'm not going to say who it is. Because
I don't have to say who it is, but you had a girl here who was hitting on me, who you're seeing.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I
said. Well, that's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't let me say that before. I said, you're seeing someone, and you're like, no, I'm not.
I mean, I just met her, and we
But you guys are seeing each other.
Yeah, sure, we're dating.
No, but I think what Revan's trying to say is, like, he doesn't want you to be like, he's in the theorist relationship, because he's not really, he's, like, just trying new shit out.
Because he wants to play the field.
Yeah.
Not play the field, well, no. I just don't, you don't start a relationship in 4 days. You don't, you're not like, with you, we did. We started a relationship over text messages after only meeting each other after 15 minutes.
That's really kind of sad.
No, it's not.
It was a beautiful relationship, yeah, Jonathan.
It clearly resolved itself quite nicely.
No, she's going to mature into a flower.
You're dating someone that's good. I've Pepper.
It's very, very...
You know, you're dating somebody too, I heard.
Did you
really?
Did you find a home for Pepper?
Where'd you hear that?
I have my connections.
Who do you think I'm dating?
I'm not saying anything. I'm going to wait until you say it to me.
I'm not dating anybody.
God damn, yeah. This is awkward.
A little chocolate. Never hurt anyone.
I am not dating anyone, and I'm definitely not dating a black guy. Not because I'm racist, I'm just not. I don't know where you made that up.
You know, black guys aren't the only ones that have dark skin.
It's true. Arabs, some kinds of Mexicans.
Indians.
I was going to say Somali.
I'm dating Aziz, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Sorry, Azizan, sorry for saying that.
It's okay. He'll never hear this.
Yeah, that's fucking true, isn't it?
Azizan Zari is watching this podcast going, what? Have you even met him?
No.
I haven't either.
You know what? I was in a green room with him once, but I didn't talk.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy. Doesn't like to talk to people that much, though.
No, he's just... He probably uses all of his energy, like, in his act, and then he's just, like, fucking awake. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just a theory. I don't know the dude. Maybe I'll meet him one day.
Wow.
So, John.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about something. Let's talk about why would you never date Esther?
Oh God.
We're
friends. I don't date comics. I don't date anyone in this business anymore. I don't date anyone.
At no point did I look. I don't have any. Like I said, I have no reserve. At this point in our friendship, I don't see... It's not like I'm like, I would never date her. She is, you know, she is not my... I just don't have any expectations. I don't have any...
You're making my podcast about a guest and then him saying why he wouldn't date me.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't date you.
I'm just saying, what if you guys were, like, working late at the office?
Okay, this is
and
not...
And then he just kind of brushed up against...
It doesn't work that way,
well,
okay?
Well, it kind of does, but still.
No. I'm celibate for 2011.
Well, congratulations on that.
The whole year you're going to do that?
Yeah.
But it's only March.
But do blowjobs count?
Huh?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
All right, let's change the subject. I'm just going to get sad.
I'm kidding.
Do
you really... I'm celibate for 2011. I was celibate in 2007. Did you know that?
2007?
I did not have any sex in 2007.
Neither... Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you did.
My dad told me this story how he lost his virginity to someone whose nickname was the Blob.
The Blob?
Yeah, it made me think.
You have a healthy relationship with your parents. Talk about it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very open.
Yeah.
Tell them everything.
Really?
I don't talk to you like my parents.
They were the first people I told after I lost my virginity.
You've talked about me?
Whatever.
In that way?
I talked to my parents about literally everything but sex.
They just know that we were dating, and I told them, like, you know.
Did you tell him my performance?
No, I don't talk about performance. That's too much.
All right, that's too much. So you do
I don't talk about performance with anybody, because it's whatever.
Right.
I'm not very critical. You only are judging yourself in bed.
I'm really close to my family. I talk to them about pretty much everything except, like, sex or anything like that. That's, like, squeamish for the Browns for some reason. Like, everything else is, like, I could be, like, waka waka, joke about terrorists and
my parents sat me down and me and my sister down there, like, separately, but like, we want to know if you're having sex, it's no big deal, we do it. My parents have called me in when they were having sex.
What?
I told this story.
No,
it wasn't, they didn't really call me in, and it's kind of
like a demonstration.
No, they were, I came home late one night and there was this weird nightlight on in their room, and I was like, I've never seen that nightlight on in my life. And I walked past their door, and they were like, Esther. And I walked over, I'm like, what? And they were like, oh, we just wanted to see it was you. And I'm like, pretty sure they were having sex, but they were just wanting to see that it was me.
Hmm.
Well, who else would it have been?
I don't know. I think it was just awkward, and they were just like, let's make this a little more awkward. And that's
why does a special nightlight mean sex?
Come on, like, you see a fucking nightlight on that you've never seen in 18 years?
Maybe they just, like, got a new nightlight. I mean, I just...
No.
Why do they have nightlights at all? We are grown-ups. Grown-ups don't need nightlights.
They do for their sex.
Why? Like, are they gonna... Is it, like, a blue... Like, does it, like, change their... Are they, like, role-playing as Avatar characters or something? I mean, what is that?
Come on.
We're Navi.
Someone support the nightlight, Brian.
I mean, like, red lights and, like, hookers and shit.
If you're married for 15 years, maybe you have a fucking sex nightlight, okay?
I just like the TV on or something. I like some kind of light, but I don't like bright lights, I guess. I don't know.
I do.
I like mag lights. I love to shove a mag light in a lady's face.
Ma'am, you're getting laid.
I
so weird.
It's my police role-playing fantasy. And I get the cuffs out, and then I beat the shit out of her, and say, stop resisting, and then I leave. That's not true. I'm a
gentleman. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that's it, right?
What? Not it.
What time is it?
We've only been going for 50 minutes. We still got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We haven't even got into some other things we need to talk about.
There's plenty to discuss. What? I'm having so much fun doing this.
Really?
I'm curious to see what, like,
I always like bailing early.
Like the Twitter comments.
You like bailing early?
Don't make that something weird now.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm very curious to see what people are saying.
What is there to talk about? This is what everyone bitches at me about. Your podcast is stupid. You don't have anything to talk about.
Well, you're supposed to plan it.
Why? I don't. This is what I'm doing. I'm just having fun. It's like a hour-long little reality
show. Have you seen the new food at Starbucks? The new mini treats that they got going on there? It's like cake balls.
Wait, what?
When we were in Texas, I don't know if we talked about this, but me and Esther...
Yeah. Oh, my God. When we were in Austin?
Yeah, what were you guys doing in Austin?
We were doing performances
with
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, okay. No big deal.
That's cool.
And then...
Did you get to fly first class and shit?
No, but Joe did.
Joe did.
Joe and Joey Diaz were in first class and we were in coach.
Yeah. Aww. But we had, like, the whole aisle to ourselves, and we laid down and fell asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fun. Austin was the best. That was fun.
So, they had these things called cake balls there. Some company gave us a box of these things.
They gave the Joe, but we ate them.
Yeah, we ate them.
Because Joe doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. So there was all these cake balls, and they were so fucking delicious, but they were like mini treats. There were balls, and each one was a different cake.
Like carrot cake, red velvet cake, and I was biting them. Like, didn't we film
it?
Were
they like those donut holes? Kinda.
But so kind much of, better.
But like really hardcore awesome cake.
Like it's like a candy coating on the outside. It's like a ice. It's so good. And you just bite into it and it's amazing. And like I was just biting into one and then we were passing them around like drugs. It was so fun.
Starbucks now has like these mini treats that are like cake balls. And they have like little suckers with cake on them. And they have like this whole new line of mini treats.
We're going after this. Okay. I want to see.
What?
Huh? What?
Look
at my socks.
Princess socks. Wait, is that a unicorn princess?
Is that
princess?
Kim Possible? Or no, it's not the Kim Proud Family or something?
No, this is just a Disney princess. I think it's
generic Disney princess.
Wow, that's not even a real princess.
Yeah, I don't even... Is that like a bootleg, like
she's,
Hong Kong?
No, get it's a Disney. This is a... She's like a Tinkerbell type. Like
that's not Tinkerbell.
No, it's not
she's
Tinkerbell.
On the,
but
she's on the B team, right?
Yeah, like Tinkerbell's show. Like she's one of the brunettes on Tinkerbell's show.
I wonder, like, I've seen some, like, bootleg crazy toys. I wonder if they have, like, bootleg characters. Like, Mickey Mouse, but kind of. I mean, I know they have, like, the Palestinian Mickey Mouse and shit like that.
Like, it's called, like, Mickey's Mouse or something.
Mickey's Mouse. Hey, John, can you talk about that website that you like and your experience with that?
What website?
No.
It sucks because there's so much cool stuff to talk about, but we can't.
Well, we can't talk about it, but, you know, the more you get to know Jonathan... And you come to see his shows.
There'll be some crazy stories I talk about on stage and shit like that.
TMZ.
I mean, TMZ shit.
I have no crazy stories. Isn't that sad?
I just got texted from someone watching, show your tits. Well, thank
Who
you.
Said that?
Dan Nabb.
Oh, hi Dan Nabb.
That's cool.
Very rude and disrespectful.
I know.
I have no crazy stories. I don't do crazy things. The story about my parents having sex is the craziest story I have.
In your life?
I think so.
I don't think
Or
so.
When I broke into the cemetery and looked at Marilyn Monroe's grave.
Okay, go on.
That's it.
What happened?
Well, okay, I mean, elaborate.
That's it. My friend made me go into to Westwood Cemetery.
Okay, but how'd it go down? How'd it go down? Like, what was the plan? How'd you get in? How'd you avoid getting caught? How'd you sneak? Wasn't she cremated?
No, she was in a mausoleum in Westwood.
How'd
my
you get
friend,
into the mausoleum?
We had to climb the fence, and it was fucking scary, and... I don't know, I was really... I don't do anything fun or exciting because I'm such a bookworm. Not a bookworm, but I'm just scared and nervous all the time. But it was fun. We took pictures. They're on my Facebook page. And that's my crazy story. So that's my life.
That's awesome.
I know.
214. It just keeps going up.
Do you see what I'm saying? I don't have any interesting... I'm just a weird person.
See, I think you want people to think that you're a weird person,
okay.
That you're nervous.
Do you think that I'm normal? I'm insane.
I think you're a bit more exciting than you try to come off as.
That's cool. I'll take that.
I think
don't get
you act a lot different than when like we're out in public with other people.
How do I act then?
Fairly normal. I mean,
it depends where we are, but
sometimes
a lot of places like it's like you act like you don't even know me.
At
oh, yeah, well, when we're at a place where there's cooler people around, I'm kidding.
Like, I'll come up to her and she's like, hi, all right, hi. But then, you know, like, if it's like, fucking, I'm taking her out to eat, then it's just like, Brian.
Well, yeah,
hi.
You took me up for my birthday. That was so nice.
Where did you
guys
go?
You want to know how nice I am to this girl? This is how nice I am to
Little Dom's?
Her.
No,
Dominic's
the main
Dominic.
One. It's on Beverly.
She's sick recently.
Okay.
Sick.
With
I
what?
Went to the grocery store, bought her orange juice, fruit, all this crap from the grocery store, then went to Swingers and bought her takeout food, and then dropped her
she
off, dropped it off to her, and I just gave her a hug, and was like, get better, and I left.
That was nice of you.
Her birthday comes, she's like, you know, I wish
what? Why are we doing this podcast?
And I take her out for her birthday, because I'm a nice guy.
We have a great friendship.
Great friendship. Then I see her at the comedy store. Hey, how's it going? She goes, thank you.
I had a bad set,
gotta go.
I was talking, it was the middle of
You must have
talking.
A lot of bad sets, because every time I fucking see you in public, you act like you don't know me.
Shut the fuck up. You're such a drama person.
You're a drama person.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
This is just kind of fun to watch.
Yes, yeah, see, this is why we're getting the viewers now, because they want to see the Red Band and Esther feud.
Well, it's boiling,
it's
isn't
like,
it?
It's kind of like
it's boiling,
side,
isn't it?
We are our friendship is at the best it's ever been. I met a woman that you are seeing, and I was so nice to her.
But the only reason you met her is because you want to join our...
No, I don't. She wants to have sex with me, doesn't she?
I don't know.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
She didn't. What?
She never said that.
You said that, like, in this podcast.
Oh, she said a lesbian was hitting on you. That was a joke.
That was a joke, hon.
Oh, my God. No, it was... Okay, whatever. That's not what you said.
I'm bad at reading subtle jokes. That was a subtle joke.
Yeah. That was a subtle joke.
Not so subtle, even.
Yeah. She never gets the subtle jokes. Like, she got
I mean, I'm bad at it, too.
She got mad at me. I want to apologize for last week. No,
stop. Just stop. You're retarded. Enough.
I'm the most gullible person on earth. Someone was telling me, like, this whole story about how they moved to LA to pursue a painting career. I'm like, that's so amazing.
That's what I'm
doing. It's like a 15-minute conversation about paintings or inspiration art. And then she's like, I'm just fucking with you. I'm doing stand-up.
Who did that?
I don't even know. It was just some chick. I've never seen her since.
I came for a stand-up career, and now I have a career in watercolor paintings.
I think that's awesome, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm so happy with it. Have you done any more?
I have. I sold a lot of them last
How many
week.
Have you sold?
I sold, like...
See, I believe this.
Have you been
this.
Shipping them out?
Yeah, I ship them out right away. I sold, like, I 20 last
this.
Week.
That's fucking
I believe
badass.
All of this.
About 15 or 20.
Oh, Brian deserves a hug.
Oh, because you helped me come up with that idea. Yeah, I sell watercolor paintings, and people have sent me pictures of and how they put them up in their house. They're really cute.
Oh, that's badass. Do you have it all on your website?
I have to post it.
Yeah, so littleester.com is where you can find these, and then you also have a blog called Six in the City, which is pretty much, what is that? What's the difference between your Little Esther blog and a Six in the City?
Okay, I'll tell you right now. littleester.com is, like, where I post, like, just, like, random news. Like, if I have a podcast or if I have my paintings.
Did you post this on your news?
I haven't yet, but I'll post it after it's ready. Or, like, I'll post a video. But then the sixinthecity.com, it's the six.
S-I-X
in the city.com. And that's, like, my, like, my favorite thing in the world. Because I just can say whatever I want to say on my blog. And it's, like, a six. Like, you're a 6 out of 10. Because I think that's fun to be, like, a weirdo in a city where everyone's sexy. But, like, I post just things about, like, my family and about, like, hanging out and going out and feeling weird.
I think everybody sexy in LA is very much a stereotype.
What did you just put on the screen?
I was just looking. Tomorrow we have a 90 show podcast with a porn star named Ashley Blue.
And I've heard of her.
We went to a D'Antwoord concert, who's one of my favorite bands, and she was in the group
with
us. Didn't
she get sued by a writer named Ashley Blue, and there was this whole legal battle, or am I mistaken?
I don't
know.
Is
she black?
No, she's white. She, here, I'll show you a picture of her. But what's crazy is, I went to this concert with her. We got, like, backstage with Kimmel and stuff like that on the Kimmel show, and I had no idea she was actually a porn star. Here's her and, who's that? Oh. I thought that was somebody else, but
she wears porn star hats.
Yeah.
What are?
Whoa!
She looks like Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, she looks like Sarah Silverman.
Is she a Jew?
Can everybody see this?
I don't know. No, no one knows. But if you go to
Ashley Blue,
no, it's DaveNaz.com. I guess. Well, just go. I don't know. Just type in Ashley Blue, but whatever. But
it's weird. It's like artsy.
She looks like Sarah Silverman
she
right
does
there.
Look like
she does kind of look like Sarah Silverman.
Oh, whoa. Nice.
And then there's a fist in the butt.
Yeah, and then there's...
Oh, man.
I wonder if Kimmel and Silverman were into fisting.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
I mean...
yeah, so we have her tomorrow, and that podcast is, I believe, at... Let me just double check.
I'm a big fan of Sarah Silverman. I shook her hand once, and then... Yeah,
I had to follow her
at noon tomorrow.
2 weeks ago, I had to go up right after her at the Comedy Store, and it went well.
It went
Sarah Silverman.
I followed like when I was. I mean, I just started doing stand up again, but for a while, I was doing it a little bit before, like, all this fucking acting stuff, and I followed Bill Burr at the Unknown Theater. May it rest in peace. And
God, I miss that place.
I miss that place so much.
Don't.
That was such an awesome, like, cool comedy hangout.
It was not
a cool comedy hangout.
That's where I first met Eliza Schlesinger.
It's
before.
Where I first met everybody. Yeah. Everybody. It's where I started. And it's like, that's like, because it was like this sort of like, it's like the home away from home for comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I missed the fuck out of it. And I talked to Chris, the guy who used to run it, and he feels like free, which I don't blame. He's doing, you know, he's going back into directing, so he just doesn't have to worry about maintaining a theater anymore, and I don't blame him, but it's like, fuck, that was like the best place to be at, like, 3 a.m. and, like, there'd be like a mixture of amateur and famous comics, and I did a set there, and I followed Bill Burr, and it was like one of the best sets I had ever had.
Wow.
And Bill Burr is a fucking genius.
He's the number one.
He's
right
one of
now.
My favorite people on the planet. I mean, like, I've never really even talked to him, just like favorite comics. He's so funny, just mind-blowingly funny. And I mean, the thing is, like, if you follow someone that's so great, they'll be in a good mood. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Yeah. It is true.
I have a question. Yeah. How was the Dana Dierman podcast?
Awesome. The Joe Rogan one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she know who I am?
I don't know.
Why don't you meet her?
Introduce yourself. Gonna say you should tell her about me because I think she's cool and I want to meet her.
I think they would get along.
I think so too.
Tell her. I mean, I've never met her, but I don't know. I mean, I've seen two penises in her, but that's it.
Yeah, she's hardcore.
Really?
Yeah.
I would love to meet her then. And do you think she would do my podcast?
She's the only porn star that uses her like legit name. Like, she doesn't go by stage name. That's her name, right?
Yeah,
like, I thought that's so. Crazy.
I like it that.
It's crazy.
That's like, yeah.
Because,
like,
I get confused when people tell me about someone,
and then you find out their real name.
Yeah, like how you said, oh, there's this girl, and then you introduced me to her, and you said a different name.
Fucking move on. Jesus Christ.
I'm just making a point that it's weird when they have the fake names.
And you would think like a name like Brie would be like a real name.
I know. I thought Brie Olson was a fucking real name.
Yeah. Brie Olson.
It's Rachel Oberlin. I'm so disgusted. Rachel, what is she? A little Jew? I'm so upset.
I think she is Jewish.
She's gotta be.
Rachel Oberlin's a pretty Jewy name.
Yeah, I'm so upset with her.
For the Sheen thing?
But here's the thing: if I was a porn star and I had a porn name, I would fucking commit to my porn name, and that would be my name.
Or get it legally changed and everything.
No, you don't have to get it legally. But it's like that's what my friends call me. That's what you do. I think. In my opinion, that's what Lady Gaga.
Well, that's like if I would tell everybody, if I would tell you, like, no, hon, you have to call me Red Band.
Yeah, like, how would you like?
Well,
if
that's retarded. Red Band.
Exactly.
Okay, how would you feel if you had to sign your fucking like checks at restaurants, Little Esther? Yeah.
I in fact have done that. I will always. If
you want everybody to call you Little Esther always,
like, no, I don't.
There's like a point where it would be creepy. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. I think that. It's fine. I don't care what if people call me that. People are starting to use that in shows, which some people are against, but I don't care.
What do you mean use it? What in shows? Like introduce you as Little Esther and Sylvester Pavitsky? Or?
Yeah. It's hard. Pavitsky is an annoying word to
Pavitsky's
say.
Pavitsky's a fun. There's another comedian who's got like a female. Yeah, she's got a way crazier last name.
I don't think
similar.
So.
What's her name? Christine?
Christina Bzinski?
Yeah, that's like way harder. And she's funny as hell. So, I mean, that's not a big deal.
She was on Last Comic this past year, right?
Yeah, she's Tom Segura's wife.
Oh, they're married. I didn't even notice that. I didn't put those two.
They try to keep it secret, I think. Oh. For
they're funny. They're both really funny.
Another person who was on Last Comic Standing, who was going to be on my podcast when she gets back from New York, is Jamie Lee. Do you guys know her?
She's hot.
I don't know her.
How do you know her?
Yeah, she's beautiful, right?
She's so pretty. And
I don't know her.
Literally, I told her yesterday because I went to her house and we wrote together. And
have you kissed her?
No. And she
Does she like
lunch.
Chubby Jews that live with their parents and hate themselves?
I don't know.
You know who I have a crush on and she's friends with you?
Who?
I shouldn't even say this.
No, tell me. I want to know.
Stephanie.
Stephanie Sambari.
Sambari? Yeah. Oh, dude, she's one of my best
friends. She reminds me of
I love
you
her.
If you got... If you
got my shit together.
Got your shit together.
Steph Sambari.
She's gorgeous.
She's been in like a committed relationship for like
yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, I heard.
But she's one of the coolest people
I'm
I know.
Telling you, I want to have her on the podcast too ASAP. She is so pretty and so fucking nice. And we hung out the other night and she
hasn't. Does she still do stand up? I think she's more pursuing.
She started. I saw her a month ago.
Last time we talked, she was like, I'm really doing the acting thing
she's,
more. But
yeah, she's been heavily doing acting during pilot season. But I think she's going
to. She's a. Funny, really cool,
chill
girl.
Cool.
Right.
What movie is this from? Oh, Billy.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Billy Madison?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I like her a lot. You know what she had? I've never seen before. It was a carton of water, and it was called...
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Water in a carton or something like that. It's like the new hot, trendy thing in L.A.
She is so cool. You know what her job is?
What?
She's the standard hotel. They just have women who sit in boxes. And they.
She does that?
She's Sambar, a box girl.
She sits
no
in a box?
No fucking
yeah.
way.
When? Since when?
Sometimes. Since
you
forever.
You must let us know next time she does that, and we are all going to get there, and we're just going to get like some popcorn and sit there and watch.
What's a box girl? Wait, can you explain
this to me?
There's
a glass box when you walk in the lobby of the Standard Hotel, and they have like hot chicks just fucking sit in the box.
It's behind the reservations.
Are they like skimpy?
Kind of,
and they're just laying there.
Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes
they're in
sleeping.
Pajamas.
Yeah.
And when she's in there, she like sits on her computer, like you can just sit and write or read or sleep. It's
one of the best jobs ever.
It's the coolest.
That sounds very
No, it's so fucking cool.
Sounds like very faux Hollywood bullshitty.
It's, but I love it.
I love it.
And she's so cute.
We're just
cute.
Like gonna make a human.
It's better
stew.
Than fucking fish. You know, you go to a hotel and there's like a fish tank
why
behind it.
Why not just have a hot chick?
Why not just have a hot chick and some skimpy clothes
if
looking
I
at the
have
internet?
I have a mansion.
I mean, I get that, but like the human zoo element creeps me out.
Rogan Manor
that
needs
homeless
one.
Guy to live in a billboard for a week in
Brian,
New York.
Yeah. Rogan Manor needs to have a hot girl in a box.
What?
Rogan Manor.
He at what is times wanted about? To like hire like Asian girls and just sit
oh, yeah.
there and
really?
Stand there.
Is that that's what you can do? God,
that's what I would do.
I mean,
I'd do that shit all
no,
the time.
I mean, that excites the hell out of me for the future.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Look, that's what you should be looking forward to.
I'm looking forward.
That's
to
what
hiring.
Charlie Sheen does, but he does it takes it to the next step where he gets to fuck them all.
Right. He probably uses like the Erotic Review and the Luxury Companion and
he's
shit like that.
He's losing money. He doesn't. He's used to this intake of millions of dollars a week, and now it's gone.
Well, he's suing
he's
for $100 million. He's going to get a huge right. settlement.
Do you know how many seasons that show has been
but
on?
But do you understand that when someone is earning that kind of money, they're used to spending it like crazy?
No,
wait,
do you think it's possible to spend $2 million
well,
an episode?
Look at this guy.
She has a point. Look, I mean, look. Lindsay Lohan, she's broke.
She's
Lindsay
broke
Lohan
broke.
Was not making $2 million an episode for what 10 seasons or
dude,
whatever that
you don't
fucking
understand.
Show is on.
He was throwing it away. And here's another thing.
I get it, but
say,
you know
no.
how hard it is to throw away. Well, let's just say he
look
makes,
at him. It's not that hard.
He's let's say probably, he makes $42 million a year.
Let's say he gets
$500,000
on hookers. Okay, anyway, we switched to Lindsay Lohan. I want to say something.
Okay,
I'm not surprised that she stole a necklace because she stole my friend's Prada purse.
Who's
in summer
friend?
Camp during in Long Island.
Who's your friend?
What?
My friend Melissa Scaglione, who's from Long Island.
Fucking bitch.
Lindsay Lohan stole her Prada purse, her mom's Prada purse.
Really?
They were at overnight
why was she,
camp.
Why was she bringing her Prada purse to summer camp?
Because that's what
look,
rich Jewish girls in.
Do not talk
no,
shit on Lindsay,
not.
Lindsay
look,
Lohan.
Look, I love Lindsay Lohan. I think she's so hot. I love her. I want to be her friend. I have dreams about her. But she stole my friend's Prada purse when they were like 12.
When I was like 14, I had a dream that I was raped by the Olsen twins.
All right.
Jonathan, do you have any connections to Lindsay Lohan? Because, see, me and Esther have this thing. We need to get her on a podcast. We want her really bad. And she could bring Sam Rowe.
There's
we
no way
okay,
that
true,
we're going to get her on a
true,
podcast.
True story. I mentioned earlier I was super gullible. True story. Red Van introduced this girl, Allison, as Lindsay Lohan, and I believed him for like
can't
a month.
You believe
right.
that.
The listeners of like our podcast, that girl Allison that I did Super Blackout number one with, we were at a bar, and Jonathan was there, and I introduced her as Lindsay Lohan, and he fucking bought it, and then he bombed my phone like daily, like I must talk to her, we must have a meeting with Lindsay
I wrote
Lohan.
A sketch. Well, okay, here's why, because Table for Two, which is coming out on Funny or Die next week,
right,
I needed a celebrity guest,
right,
and I got my first the guest for this first episode is Whitney Port from The Hills in the City. She was really cool, by the way. But I hadn't found a first guest by then, so I'm like, oh my god, Lindsay Lohan is my Table for Two guest, that would be fucking amazing. And so I basically started bombing him.
There was a problem I had with it because one side of me was like, I don't tell him the truth.
Okay.
This was so
you know,
such
because
a
it was
idiot.
So fucking funny
that I believed
that you believed it.
She looked nothing like Lindsay Lohan.
Nothing like Lindsay Lohan.
But she said it was Lindsay Lohan wearing a wig to protect herself from the paparazzi. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
This is the stupidest thing that's ever happened.
I'm not.
I went to lunch
I'm,
with Jonathan.
I'm really gullible.
And Jonathan was like, no, it was really Lindsay Lohan. I'm like, you're a retard.
I believed it.
It was not Lindsay Lohan.
I trust.
That girl doesn't even look like Lindsay Lohan.
I trust, okay?
And he was
I
like,
trust.
Yeah. I was like, have you not seen a picture of Lindsay Lohan?
I trust.
I don't understand. And you were like, we were like fighting about it. You were like, no,
fighting.
Esther really was. And I'm like, no.
I
this was stupid.
I'm sorry. I'll buy that lunch. How much was that lunch that you had together?
Wait, what? Stop that.
High roller, Brian Redman, everybody.
You know, I have some Hollywood money, too. So don't.
Well, I know. You're going to be way more richer than me.
Well, I don't know about
soon.
That. I got to move out for. I mean, like, look.
And look, I'm going to be begging you for. To get into parties
the
and
second
stuff in the
future. I make yeah. any money, I'm inviting my parents to move to Hollywood and to just treat me like I'm a baby.
That's what, you mean like diapers?
No, just like treat me like I'm in high school still.
So like give you shit about SATs? I mean, what does that even mean?
Yeah. Make me wake up early and...
Ew.
I don't know.
Oh my god, there's a new iPhone update.
I don't give a fuck. All right, I think we got to call because it's almost 3. I got to get going.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything we need to plug, you guys?
Well,
Jonathan.
Just on Twitter, I'm Jonathan D. Brown.
He's
but,
very
oh, that's
funny.
Right, that's right there.
He's very funny.
And then my Funny or Die thing's coming out next week.
Yeah, next week, definitely.
I produced it with them, and everyone at Funny or Die was super cool, and I'm super excited for it. And then
Jonathan and I will be producing a Funny or Die video within the next month.
Well, that's the goal. I mean, we got to finish writing it.
Yeah.
And you have a secret that in the future that I hope, I can't wait till it comes out, because I want to talk about it so much with you, so definitely come
back. There's a couple secret stories I'm going to definitely talk about in the future, but I'm waiting for a certain moment where I can feel more at ease with the public knowledge.
Guys, and when you find out about this, you are going to blow the fuck up. This is one of the most amazing stories ever. I can't wait to talk about it. So please come back.
There's a couple of them, really.
Please come back on Esther's podcast when you want to talk about this, because this is fucking... Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
I don't want to tease too much, because that's rude.
All right.
I'm Esther. Thanks for listening. I've got my website, littleester.com, where I sell watercolor paintings, because I'm 14. And I have my blog, thesixinthecity.com, and I'm on Twitter, and I do shows in Hollywood at the Comedy Store. And is that it, Brian?
Well, I'll be at the Improv for the next Naughty Show on St. Patty's Day. And I'm going to be doing my set, which is all about porn stars. And it's going to be interesting to see what the reaction to this was.
Is that Thursday?
It's Thursday, St. Patty's Day.
I love Trip Show.
I think I have a spot at Flappers on Thursday. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
You're not coming?
I never come to the... Well, no, I'll...
Come to the Naughty Show. It's great. Yeah, I go there every Patty's month. Day. It's one of my favorite comedy
shows. What the fuck is St. Patty's Day?
St. Patrick's Day.
What do I care about that?
Because you could be my fucking designated driver.
Oh, yeah.
Right, everybody's going to be
pretty
blitzed.
Maybe I'll stop by, but I'm going to be... I've got acting class, and I've got... a show in Burbank.
And we should also talk that, guys, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah.
Death Squad. And more. So we were number 13 the other day.
Fuck.
Of podcasts.
It has nothing to do with my podcast.
Yeah, it does. It's sure all it does. About it. Fucking.
It's a network, yo.
Yeah, it's a network. We all work together.
You're right. We're a team. Yeah, and that's it. I've got. I don't know what my shows are this week. I got to look it up.
Well.
I love you guys.
What else do you have to say?
I just have to say that I'm just a great person. I'm a great person. I've got a great heart, and I'm single. I'm single. So if anyone out there knows a woman who is gonna romance me,
but a guy to sleep with you,
yeah.
All right.
Daddy,
all right,
I love
guys.
A song. All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.